Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
and they recognized my voice. They had just been at the Berlin show, and they happened to go to the same McDonald's that I went to, and they came up to me, and they're like,
"Are you Boy with Uke?"
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Visit betterhelp.com/Padilla because sometimes existing is exhausting. And if you want to watch an extended version of this interview where we get way deeper into everything, click the join button down below to become a member and support this channel. Anyway, hello, Boy with Uke.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, good to meet you.
You pronounced my name correctly.
I didn't say Uke.
No.
Even though it was tempting.
It's Boy with Uke.
Okay, good. We've set that straight today, officially. I feel like the first thing that people see when they see you is your mask. Why is it that you choose to wear a mask? Is it part of the branding? Is it to make people focus on the music? Is it because you don't like your face?
So it's actually when I first started making music, and I had like created a TikTok and was creating like these songs on the ukulele, I just didn't want any of my friends to find out. Like,
you're embarrassed that your friends would.
Yeah, because like all my friends, they listen to like hip hop music, drill, rap.
Yeah.
A genre that I just, my music is definitely not.
Right, yours is more da 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 da.
And if they found out about it, they would have just flamed me.
So you thought you'd get dunked on, but now you have over 2 billion plays.
Yeah, and now they know. And now it's impossible to get dunked on, I think.
So there was a time period where you were making stuff and you were popular and your friends didn't even know who you were online.
Yes, for I think the first year or so of doing it, I didn't tell anyone. The only people that knew were my girlfriend and my little brother.
Can you talk about how you got started playing the ukulele?
Yeah.
Because there's a story, right?
Yeah, there is a story. 3.5 years ago, I was in high school. It was my senior year. And there was a girl that I saw. She wasn't in my class or anything. She was just in the halls. I'd see her every once in a while. And I thought she was so cute. and we talked, and I asked her out, and she said yes, and we went on a few dates, and I think it was on the third date, she showed me a video of her friend playing the ukulele at a talent show. She was impressed. She was like, "Oh my God, she's so good."
Yeah.
And I saw this, so it was like, things were clicking. I was like, yo, if I learned the ukulele, she'd think I'm really good.
Yeah.
And she'd want to stay with me. So I practiced a lot, and I'm happy to say that we have now been dating for 3.5 years.
The uke helped?
I think it's it. I think it's it.
So, and then did you start from the get-go with this mask?
And started with just me not showing my face on camera.
Okay, so it was like here down?
Yeah, neck down.
Okay.
But then I figured I would be able to make a lot better content if I was able to show my whole body and like maybe even dance a little bit. So I had this mirrored mask that I wore, like a one-way mirror where I can see out of it, but you can't see into it.
Mm, you have another mask here, right?
We have two custom-made masks.
Uh-huh.
This was the first draft or the first version of the custom mask. Now it's my backup mask. You can check it out.
Sure. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the old mask.
So this one looks a little bit more dim. Like, what's the upgrade?
So the upgrade is like a visibility upgrade. You see how this one has like a balaclava all around it?
Yeah.
Performing in that mask with just so much around the face.
Yeah.
It was very difficult.
Because it's hot?
Yeah, it got really hot in there.
Yeah.
But now I don't know if camera can see. I don't have a balaclava.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there's a little bit of cheek.
So you're kind of revealing a little bit of your jawline.
A little bit of the jaw.
The very strong jawline. So did you go in with this design in mind and you were like, two bright circle eyes?
It's kind of reflecting of who I am, where I feel like I've always been more of a quiet, reserved person, and I'm constantly observing, but I'm never really speaking.
Do you think that you would ever have made music if you weren't faceless, if you didn't hide your identity?
I started making, or like, I guess, writing songs like my sophomore year in high school. And that was just literally for myself.
Was that on the ukulele as well?
No. These were, I would look up instrumentals, or like if there was an artist I liked, say, for example, Dominic Fike.
Mm.
I would look up a Dominic Fike type beat. And then someone out there, like a producer, would have made an instrumental that was similar to something Dominic Fike might write a song to, and then I would then just write a song to it.
Mm.
And I wouldn't share it with anyone. I just kind of kept it to myself. It was like a hobby.
And was that to express your emotions, or like what was the drive?
I think there was a little bit of like, you know, teenage angst in there. But also, I think a lot of the songs I made back then were just like jokes.
Oh.
Like, jokes as in inappropriate songs.
How so?
I had a song called The Head Song.
Okay. I think I know where this is going.
Yeah.
So you're like 16 years old making this?
Yeah, just for fun.
When did you start gaining popularity? Was it after you introduced the ukulele?
It all started with TikTok.
Oh, I feel like everything starts with TikTok.
Everything after 2020 just was from TikTok.
Mm.
Like my little brother, he'd hear me making these songs and just like not doing anything with them. Like I'd make the song and then I just like keep it to myself.
Mm.
And he just told me like, dude, put this on TikTok. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do TikTok. And then he eventually convinced me. Now I'm here.
So did you blow up immediately? What was that like?
It was a slow growth at first. I'd post like maybe once a week initially, and then I just sort of ramped it up, especially like in COVID and like when quarantine was happening, and there was just not a lot to do. There was almost like a domino effect. Like I had a song called Two Moons that just like people started using the sound and it started going like blowing up.
Like a TikTok soundbite?
Yeah, like a TikTok soundbite. There was like a part, it's like, yeah, fuck no, I go where I want to. And like, there's like a small trend going from that. Literally at the same time, Toxic, which is my biggest song, which I'll never be able to get away from, I think.
But why?
I think it's too catchy.
you fucked up. You made something too catchy. I don't know. I've heard some of your, you gave me a preview of some of your upcoming stuff on your future album. And I think it holds up. Like, I think you're going to have a ton of new songs that you're going to be known for instead of Toxic.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the new songs. Definitely has some of my most personal songs.
Yeah. You get super vulnerable with it, you know, and someone that hides their identity, I feel like people would not expect them to get so vulnerable with their songs. Do you feel like because you hide your identity, you're more comfortable getting vulnerable in your songs?
Yeah, I think so. Not having to reveal who I am.
And you get to sing the songs without people like seeing the emotion on your face, right?
It definitely does help with songwriting.
What are some of the pros and cons of being anonymous?
The biggest pro is that I get to live my regular life.
Mm-hmm.
In my personal life, not that much has changed, I think. I'm still me. I still have the friends that I have. And I think that's a pro. I can go to the grocery store and not be stopped.
You can kind of live a normal 20-year-old's life whenever you want.
Yeah, which then leads us to the cons.
Okay.
I kind of can't do a lot of things.
Okay.
It's very difficult to make new friends, I think.
Have you made new friends in the past few years? Like how do you approach that?
I have not made new friends.
You just haven't made new friends in the past few years?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of my friends are just friends I've had since before this all started. And that's just something I don't think I'll ever get back. It's like a bit of a sacrifice, which I am glad to make because I'm very happy with my life.
How far do you go to keep your identity hidden? You know, because you showed up without your mask today, but, scandalous. But is it just like whenever you know that you're going to be seen in public or on camera?
I will say sometimes I feel like I am a bit risky with it. Last year, I was opening for a band. They were playing very big venues, like 15 to 20,000 cap amphitheaters.
Who was it?
It was AJR.
Okay, yeah.
I would go on stage, I'd open, everyone would be like, whoa, look, it's Boy With You. I'd go off stage, take everything off, change my clothes, and then I'd go into the crowd and watch AJR set.
So you watched it as, from like a fan's perspective.
Yeah.
And you were able to have your identity hidden, no one stopped you, try to take a picture with you or anything.
No, yeah, nobody knows.
That's actually really sick.
And it's kind of nice. I kind of like it.
You get to do a whole Hannah Montana thing where you're like, when I want to be in the spotlight, I can be, but otherwise...
Yeah, I get to be Hannah Montana.
Do you have any anxiety around getting your identity exposed?
Yeah, I have a lot. Like literally last night, I had a dream that I had put a picture of my face on my story by accident. Oh my gosh, like I checked my story and I was like, oh, God.
It's the nightmares of 2023. Like, there's no other time in history where anyone would have ever had that nightmare.
Yeah, like, try to explain that to someone 10 years ago.
Yeah.
What?
Have you had any bizarre fan interactions or?
There were two fans in Berlin that saw me without the mask. So it was after I'd performed a show in Berlin, my team and I, we went to McDonald's. And there were these two people that heard me ordering a Big Mac and they recognized my voice. They had just been at the Berlin show, and they just happened to go to the same McDonald's that I went to, and they came up to me, and they're like, hey, excuse me? I was like, oh, hi. And he's like, are you boy with Duke? And I was like, what the fuck? Like, how did they know?
Is that the first time that someone, like, asked you without your mask on?
Yeah. Yeah, that was my first moment. I was just like, holy shit, I'm exposed. Like, what's going to happen? And they were very nice about it. They didn't want it. They didn't take any photos. They didn't want any of that. They just wanted to say hi and thank me for music. And
that could have been a very scary thing, but it ended up just being sweet.
Yeah, they were very nice about it. And if you guys are watching this, thank you.
For not exposing you.
Yeah.
You know, you playing the instrument and learning the instrument was really personal to you. You writing these lyrics is really personal to you. You showed me an upcoming song called Trauma, and there's some lyrics in there that I find, it's so personal. I'd love to talk about it and break it down a little bit. You cool with that?
Yeah.
But you say, sometimes I just can't help myself. I was an outcast, thrown out to dry and get laughed at, too shy to talk about home. I always thought life was supposed to be cold. And
I've been so lost with I got a window in my head, it's a casket. You know, I'd be wishing I was dead, but I'm asking.
Yeah, that lyric specifically, you know, I've been wishing I was dead, but I mask it. You know, I feel like that, it's such an honest lyric where, you know, at one point you did have those thoughts and literally now you literally wear a mask.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what you're pointing to with those lyrics?
I thought it was kind of clever. Like, obviously the reason I wear this specific mask on my face is different from sort of masking.
Yeah, masking obviously is a separate thing about hiding your emotions, showing up as who you think people want you to show up as.
And I don't think it just applies to just, like, I did have suicidal thoughts growing up, and I don't think it's just for that. Like, it's just sort of all of the above. Like, I feel like a lot of times if you feel like shit, it's not, you don't really express that. It's hard to express it. I think as I've matured, I've started to realize that some of these things you should probably address and, like, be a little vulnerable and, like, talk to people about how you actually feel, mm-hmm. rather than not telling anyone and masking it.
Are these lyrics about your past self?
I think I'm a much healthier person now than I was. Maybe 2-3 years ago. But I think this song is like, was written in the mindset of who I was.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it serves to remind me to keep moving forward, you know, like, not to let what happened to me in the past, not to let that affect who I am and who I want to be.
Just to kind of help, you know, establish that for people to get a fuller picture of who you are. Have you talked at all about your childhood, if anything in your childhood affected or impacted who you become?
Growing up, I had a lot of positive things in my childhood, but I think things were more negative than positive. We didn't have a lot of money. Growing up, like, I didn't have my own room until, like, maybe high school. Like, me and my little brother, our beds were literally in the living room. There were times where my mom would think I was asleep and she just, like, cried for, like, all night, and I would just pretend I was sleeping.
So you have that core memory of your mom. Do you think that affected you or changed the way that you went about life?
Yeah, I think because of a lot of those things, I think I had a very pessimistic mindset, like, everything's destined to fail. Like I thought all families were like as messed up as mine was. Yeah, I think that bled into my life outside of home as well. I was a very, I don't know, I think I was just not a good kid.
In what ways?
Like, I was getting in trouble a lot, getting into, like, physical fights, and I was also getting bullied.
Yeah,
which is not fun. And yeah, I don't know. I thought that was just, like, how things were and how they would always be, which I'm glad I was wrong.
You thought life was supposed to be cold.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank Stitch Fix for sponsoring this episode, because building a wardrobe that you love isn't always simple. But Stitch Fix makes putting together great styles easy. They do all the work for you, so you have the time to focus on all the other things on your plate. The Stitch Fix stylist has over 1,000 brands to choose from, which makes picking clothes with your choices in mind simple. They'll even show you how to wear head-to-toe outfits so you can get dressed and go. And if you don't love it, you can just send it back for free. I love Stitch Fix because they make getting dressed easy. I never have to think about styles. I can be dressed from head to toe and just go directly out the door. Stitch Fix is basically just a godsend.
No way!
Yes way. So thanks, Stitch Fix. They just get me, and they'll get you too. Try today at stitchfix.com/Padilla. You'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/Padilla. Yes, I did say stitchfix.com/Padilla. Now back to the world of Boy With You. You started describing the type of apartment that you live in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My apartment.
Yeah.
So I live in a sub-basement apartment. It's located in... Just kidding. I'm laughing.
You're not going to give us your address?
Nope.
That's messed up. Honestly, I was expecting that and... disappointed.
It's a sub-basement apartment, and I have a roommate.
Uh-huh.
That is not my girlfriend. It is a high school friend.
Yeah.
And we don't have AC.
Is that a choice?
I think for me, it's a choice.
Because you clearly have the money to get an AC unit if you wanted.
I could move into a better place, but I think for me, what I value more is I value the relationship I have with my roommate. We're really good friends, and I like living with him. And mm-hmm. And even though we don't have AC, or we don't have an in unit laundry machine, we got to go out and do our laundry. It is a bit of a hassle.
Yeah,
but I think those experiences I want to make sure I'm not lost in the sauce. You know, I want to be grounded. I guess I want to be more normal.
Yeah, you want to live like a person who's 20 years old.
Yeah.
Not like a musician with 2 billion plays. Do you think you'll ever take off the mask and perform as yourself?
I do want to. One day.
You think it'll happen, or you think you'll always be like, no. No.
Well, I mean...
Oh shit, you did trick me for a fraction of a second.
I think if I ever do, it'll have to be planned,
you'll sell out Staples Arena.
If I ever get to that point, that would be insane. But I did see there was another masked creator on the internet that did a face reveal, and I saw what he did, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've gotten to the point where we've seen some examples of faceless people revealing their face.
Yeah.
And that's now for you to pick apart and say, I do want to do it like that, or I don't want to do it like that.
Yeah.
What's next for you, at least in the immediate future?
I think I'm gonna get kava. I think I'm gonna get dinner. Some Mediterranean food.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. So, okay, cool. What's next is some dinner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about in my career, the project, the upcoming album, for a long time, a lot of those songs I've been working on for a year. And this is definitely a project where I put a lot of effort into it, a lot more so than my previous projects. And it's just... I'm excited for it. It's got a lot of personal songs.
Stuff really personal to James from Snapchat.
A lot. Yeah, really personal to James from Snapchat, who's a product manager.
Right.
And can't talk about what he does.
Right, he's under NDA, strict NDA.
Yeah. But yeah, that is just something I'm really excited about. I got tour coming up as well.
What do you hope the new album accomplishes?
I think the biggest thing for me is that I want people to just feel good listening to it. I think that's the most important thing. If they enjoy the music and if they can feel validated in how they feel. Because I know how it feels to not be and to be sort of alone in those feelings. But I hope that they can feel like comfort and accepted.
In a weird way, it sounds like you're making stuff that would have really helped you at some point to hear it yourself.
That's deep. Yeah. Yeah. These are all letters to my younger self.
Your team had one question that they really wanted me to ask you.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a game changer. Ready?
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
That's...
I know. It's pretty deep, dude. I know.
Sorry, can I have a minute?
Yeah. Think about it. You can consult with your team if you need, to know if they're cool with you answering this. But I think they are.
Okay.
Mm.
Charcoal. Nice.
Just the burnt ash remains.
Black, but not quite black.
Right.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at WeightWatchers.com. Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.